Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, buddy, to the Word at Noon.
Good afternoon, everyone. Pastor, there's a lot of static. I don't know if you can hear it.
Is it still there?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay, yeah. I'm thinking, oh, no, I can do about it because of where I am. Is it there now?
Yes.
Still there, Pastor?
It's still there, Pastor.
Okay. Well, Go ahead and give us a word of prayer again, Pastor. Try to pray all the way on the lead of God right now.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of God unto a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, Father God, binding up this interference, Father God. Lord, we just pray in the name of Christ Jesus that you open up our hearts and eyes to the word today, Father God. Be with each and every one that is able to be with us on today. Be with the listeners and those that participate, Father God. Give you thanks for all things, Father God. Thank you for our pastor. I said he will continue, Lord, to use him mightily as he breaks the word, bring the word to us and help us to understand it, Father, and let us receive it in the life of our hearts. So we're able to share this word with us. Father, we're praying for all those that are sick and shut in, those who are bereaved, those who are going through, Father. We know you're a way maker. I know that there's nothing impossible for you to do, Father God. All we have to do is lean and depend on you and realize what and our strength comes from you, Father God. We give you praise, Father. We just want to say thank you for all things, Father God, and be with each and every one of us. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are you hearing it from my end, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
It's still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure. I dialed into another unit here, and I'm not hearing it on my end. If you be so kind, you want to hang up and call right back in?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
And as you do that, I want to share a thought with everyone today, because church is the heart of God, because that's the Bible, and it's very important. You have to understand, Christ was the rock who seen in the Old Testament scripture in Exodus 17 and 6. Remember, Exodus means a way out. Are you still hearing static, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor, I still hear it. Maybe it's just on my end. I'm not sure. But
okay.
Yes, I still hear it.
Okay. Well, Jesus Christ is the rock. He's the clear rock. He's the clear choice. And you can see Christ in the Old Testament. And God gave me a word this morning about the church in Isaiah 6 and 1. And we're going to go there. Let's see. Well, we'll read the first, let's see here. Let's see, that's kind of like the version. Okay, we're going to read 6 of those verses, 7 of those verses, and then we'll 8 of these verses pretty much give you a real good understanding of it. Thank you, we'll read first 8 verses, be able to see what's going on here. But first of all, bear in mind, when you are studying the book of Isaiah, it's like the book of Revelation. It gives revealing knowledge. It's stuff that's uncovered, but will be told later on. You remember it was in the book of Isaiah that we learned out that a virgin shall be with child. Well, the people at that time didn't know it. They had the scripture, but they didn't know. But God had told them, this is going to be your sign, that a virgin shall be with child. That's not the book of Isaiah. See? So it's a book of Revelation unfolding. And when you read this, you have to see it spiritually. Because if you don't, you miss it. So it's really important that you see this spiritually. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the cherubim, each one having six wings. With twine he covered his face, and with twine he covered his feet, and with twine he did fly. One cried unto another, said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is filled full with his glory. Don't y'all see that, man? This is so awesome. The whole earth is filled with his glory, and the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And threw one the cherubim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongue, with the tongue from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin heard. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I seek? Who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. In the year that King Uzziah died, saw the Master sitting on the throne, high exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Angels and seraphs hovered over him, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their with two their feet, and with two they flew, and they called back and forth one to the other, Holy, holy, holy is God of the angel army. His bright glory fills the whole earth. The foundations tremble at the sound of the angel's voices, and then the whole house filled with smoke. Doom, it's doomsday. I'm stood at dead. Every word, every sentence is tainted, blasphemous even. And the people I live with talk the same way, using words that corrupt and discreet. And here I look God in the face. The King, the angel army. Then one of the angels there flew to me. He had a coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth with the pole and said, "Look, this pole has touched your lips. Gone your guilt, your sin wiped out." And then I heard the voice of the master, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Both of us, send me. Amen.
Amen. There's a lot going on here, but I'm going to make it as quick as I can because I want you to see the vision. God showed me that this was the church, and King Uzziah basically was a good king. It said his death was somewhere around 740 B.C. But here's the thing. King Uzziah died, and then Isaiah saw the Lord. So Isaiah couldn't see God because of Uzziah. See, Uzziah is the church, brothers and sisters. It's the organized church. And when you study these passages, you'll see that Uzziah was like they had taken over the high priest duty. Yeah. Count it God out. And they went on and took over. And generally, the king, Uzziah, he had a long, prosperous reign. Many of his people turned away from God. See, a lot of people turn away from God because they're into the building, they're into the church, and they can't see God. So Isaiah was one of those. Every time he needed anything, the king gave it to him. He didn't have to want or depend on God for anything. He got it from the king. So if you could take that with the understanding of an organized church, it's like whatever they need, they get it from the church, from their organized church. But God wanted Isaiah to speak, and Isaiah couldn't see God.
Have mercy.
So when you read verses 1 through 4, you're going to get this. Because to give a sense of God's greatness, the mystery, the power. So Isaiah's example of recognizing his sinfulness before God ought to be an encouragement to us to continue to confess and see the big picture that God have to remove some things and you have to remove some things in order to see Christ. So you can't really see Christ until your Uzziah die. Uzziah could be a church. It could be an organization. It can be a husband. It can be a wife. But the idea here is they couldn't see God. Couldn't see God. Couldn't see the Lord. But once Uzziah was gone, then they was able to see. They was able to see the Lord. Sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. You'll see that this was the glorious church in this, because the church was full of glory. The throne of God was full of glory. But he wants glory into all the earth, which a lot of people have issues with this. Well, how that's going to be, it's going to be through us. That's how you're going to see it. And let me say something to you preachers out there that may not know it. We're living this right now. As you study Isaiah, you'll see that what happened was the waste place. The Bible called them cities. And these cities were cut off for a time. Then they tried to rebuild, and the only thing that was left was the stump. See, when you start cutting the trees off, and you had to move all that stuff, so God can get his glory into people. I want y'all to see this, man. It's an awesome revelation here. So, above it, the throne, it stood the seraphim angel. And the Bible says that was a and all six of them had wings who covered their face round about the throne of God and covered their feet and cover and the righteous, and they did fly. And they cried out, saying, holy, holy. So for this to take place, something has to die. Oh, you ought to see this revelation. In order for you to see Christ, you got to die to self, or you'll never see it. You got to be willing to let it all go. You have to trade bread for bread, if that making sense. You have to be willing to let your building go so you can see the builder. You won't see the glory of God until you die out of self. And that's pretty much what Paul was talking about, even in the book of Galatians, also in the book of Ephesians. That's what he was talking about. You have to die out of self. And Isaiah died, and he recognized what was going on. So we're going to pick it up. I think we did the 8th verse. But he picked it up after God took the tongue and cleaned his mouth of sin and forgiven us. When did God forgive sin? When Christ came? Remember, they wasn't able to forgive sin, brothers and sisters. The only thing they could do was cover their sin. That's all they could do. Sin was forgiven through Christ. So when Isaiah said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a bunch of people of unclean lips, but mine eyes have seen the Lord.
Yeah.
And as the cherubim angel began to fly, they took the coal. And the angel did this. The Spirit of God did this. Which he took it and put it on, he took it off the altar. And when he did, he laid it on his mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away. See that? The sin was taken away, and thy sin is purged. Now, I wanna get into iniquity, because, see, to me, iniquity is something to do. It's a sin you make up. It's a homemade sin. Sin had to be purged, and the only way that could be done was through Christ. But I wanted you all to see the revelation in this. And he said, and I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I sin? Got that? I need somebody to go tell these folks. And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. And watch what God say. And he said, go and tell. Oh, you gotta see this, man. Let me go find the scripture. I want to get it out of my hand. He said, the 9th verse says, and he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not. And see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make thine ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Then said I, lo, how long? And he said, until the city be waste without inhabitant, and the house without man, and the land be utterly desolate. And let me go to the 12th verse. And the Lord remove men far away, and there be a great forsaken in the midst of the land. I read to the 9th through the 12th passage.
Okay, Pastor. Amen. In the message Bible, he said, go and tell this people, listen hard, that you aren't going to get it. Look hard, that you won't catch on. Make these people blockheads with sticks in their ears and black holes on their eyes. So they won't see a thing, won't hear a word, so they won't have a clue about what's going on. And yes, so they won't turn around and be made whole. Astonished, said, Master, how long is this to go on? He said, until the cities are emptied out, not a soul left in the city, houses empty of people, countryside empty of people, until I get rid of everyone, sending them off, the land totally empty. Amen, amen.
Yeah. So here's what's happening, brothers and sisters. You got to sit in the spirit, man. This is the organized church they're talking about. That's what it is. And the Lord showed me stuff. And he said, well, you're going to tell them, but their ears, they're not going to hear. They're not going to understand. Unless their heart be converted. And he says, until the city be waste without. Man, what I see today is a lot of these buildings become waste places. But if you read this story, you'll begin to see today what's going on today, right here. But you have to be spiritual to understand. He says, then the land will ultimately be desolated. And that's what's going on. And the Lord has removed men far away. There'll be a great forsaking in the midst of that land. That's what will take place. I know people want to see it in the natural, but you won't. You have to see it in the spirit. But in the tent shall be a tent, and it shall return and shall be eaten as a tail tree and as an oak whose substance is them. And when they cast their leaves, their holy seed shall be the substance thereof. Their holy seed. Not God. But anyway, it's a beautiful thing. I ask the Lord to give you the revelation. You don't have time to really get into it like I want to, but I pray to God you can see it. And the enemy, again, they want y'all to know that. I'm telling you, he didn't. And he don't. Because of what God is doing at such a time as this. Meanwhile, be blessed, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word.